Ballard, of course, is with the Department of Economics at Michigan State University. He's world-renowned for his knowledge in economics. Charles, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. How are you this morning?
I know you're busy. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning. You and Gretchen Whitmer, the Senate Minority Leader, recently had a press conference, and you talked about the 23 consecutive months of private sector job growth. Tell us about those details.
Well, the latest jobs report came out last week for the nation, and it, as you say, 23 consecutive months of private sector job growth, with a total of more than 3 million additional jobs in the private sector since employment bottomed out about 2 years ago for the United States. So we are still well below the employment level that we had at the beginning of the recession, but at least we're making some progress. And that was talking about the national numbers, but you know, Michigan has made some decent progress in employment in the last 2 years as well.
Well, Charles, when I read this, we try to be nonpartisan and present all sides of the stories, but when I read this, I thought that the information was skewed toward the Democrats. Michigan Senate Democratic Leader Gretchen Whitmer and you held this press conference, and in the statement with this press release, it said, when the president took office, the nation was losing nearly 800,000 jobs a month. The economy was spiraling out of control. Economic security in millions of middle-class Americans was vanishing, so on and so forth. Now, when I read that, I thought, okay. But when you look at over the last few years, the lack of jobs, the unemployment rate, until recently, we really haven't seen an uptick, even though this said 23 straight months of private sector job growth. But when you throw in, it seems like the numbers can be skewed to meet whatever your needs are.
Well, that's fair to say. And, you know, when I was asked by Senator Whitmer's staff, I reside in her district, to be a part of this, I made clear that I didn't want to be there as an official part of the campaign or anything like that. And they said, no, we would like you to give your own straight spiel. I did that. And just as I said a moment ago at the beginning of this broadcast this morning, you know, there's the good news and the bad news. The good news is that finally we've got about 2 years where we've making some progress. But this recession was incredibly deep. It's the worst in my lifetime, and so we still have a long way to go. Similarly, when I comment on Governor Snyder's proposals and policies, I see some good things, I see some bad things. I do my best to call them the way I see them, regardless of what the forum is.
Right, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot as supporting the Democratic idea, but I'm trying to understand what's going on, because I see this news presented this way, and then I hear information that, well, what's not included in the unemployment report are the people who just gave up looking for work. And so I guess my question is to you, are we really stabilizing? Is the economy flattened out, and are we going to see an uptick here?
Well, it's already flattened out. It flattened out a couple of years ago, and we are making progress. But you point out one of the many downsides. When you've added 3 million jobs in a couple of years, that's good. But it's not as good as I would like. And one of the ones that you point out is lots of people have dropped out of the labor force, or they've retired, they're late in their career, and they decide, gosh, I'm never going to get a job again, so I'm just going to segue to retirement. Or they've gone back to school, or they're sleeping on their brother-in-law's couch. So the fraction of the entire population that is actually in the labor force is down by a couple of percent. The other very grim piece of news for this is that a lot of those unemployed people are folks who have been unemployed for 6 months, 9 months, and all of the evidence suggests that if you have a very, very, very long spell of unemployment, the person's skills begin to deteriorate, their attachment to the labor force declines. So we're making very substantial progress, but this recession was a real kick in the gut, and it's not an overall rosy picture. It's a picture with some very good spots, but some not good at all.
Well, if that is the case, from your perspective, why aren't more Michigan businesses hiring?
Well, a lot of Michigan businesses are hiring. I mean, in fact, Michigan, you remember a couple of years ago, Michigan, for several years, we were the highest unemployment rate state in the country. Now there are 10 states that have a higher unemployment rate than we have. Our unemployment rate topped out at about 14. It's now down in the low nines. We've added 100,000 jobs, including about a lot of those in manufacturing. So a lot of Michigan businesses are hiring, and yet we still have a high unemployment rate. So it's again, one of these things where there is good news, but all problems have not been solved. Another thing that I think we're going to have to worry about for the rest of our lives is that there are jobs going begging. There are, by Governor Snyder's count, something like 70,000 jobs that employers in Michigan would like to hire, but they can't always find the worker who has the appropriate skills, and that gets to education and job training and so forth.
That was going to be my final question for you. Is it something that we can do to motivate people? We know that there are a lot of high-tech manufacturing jobs available in the state, as well as many jobs revolving around computers, especially in the corridors from Detroit all the way up to East Lansing. What can we do to get folks educated, or are they just not interested in doing that?
Well, I think we haven't done, and this is for generations, we haven't done as good a job as we should to educate our children in K through 12. And we're below the national average in college attainment, and then quite apart from formal schooling, there are job training programs. I like some of Governor Snyder's proposals to try to improve that matching process to connect the right employer with the right worker. But we're going to have to really ramp it up to improve the skills of our workforce.
All right, Charles, fascinating stuff. I appreciate your time so much. Can't wait to talk with you again.
Thanks very much for having me on the program.